Jekka News, you need to know now.
In the traffic this afternoon, a crash smack bang in the middle of the Crown Interchange on the Mike 1, causing trouble southbound from Jansmuts and Empire, northbound from Boysons at the moment. It is slow all directions between Galilee's and Geldnace. The Buccleuch Interchange northbound very busy this afternoon, and a very serious multi-fatality accident on the R21 southbound heading from Olifantsfontein down towards the Tembisa off-ramp.
Two people have been knocked and killed on the R21 near Tembisa in Ekurhuleni. It's understood that they were attempting to cross the freeway at the time of the incident. And the United States says it will deny visas to members of the Palestinian Authority to attend next month's UN General Assembly. It's where France is leading a push to recognize a Palestinian state. And in your business minute, Armand De Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East has the latest development.
Global markets traded mostly lower today, pulling back from record highs as investors locked in profits after a strong month. In the US, inflation data came in line with expectations, keeping hopes alive for a Federal Reserve rate cut in September. European markets ended 0.7% weaker, while the S&P 500 is down 0.8%. On the local front, the JSE All Share managed to close 0.2% higher, lifted late in the session by gains in gold miners.
De Beer says financials, however, were the main drag, falling 1.1%.
With Investec and FirstRand down 2.1% each, while Absa ended 1.5% lower. In company news, Northam Platinum lost 2.3% after reporting full-year results. Sales rose 7%, but headline earnings fell 14%. On the positive side, total dividends declared were lifted by 26%. Meanwhile, Super Group gained 3.4% after a trading update. Headline earnings from continuing operations are expected to ease slightly, but including discontinued operations, headline earnings per share is said to climb as much as 28%.
Looking at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 17.66 to the dollar, 23.83 to the pound, 20.66 to the euro. Gold is trading at $3,438.23 an ounce. Brent crude oil is at $68.62 a barrel. I'm Nushera Sudhyal. More news at 6.
We start off with some football news. Ruben Amorim admitted that sometimes he feels like quitting and at other times he feels like he wants to be at Old Trafford for 20 years. He also blamed his emotions for the post-match comments after the loss against Grimsby. After the Carabao Cup, he went on to say that the players spoke really loudly and something has to change. Trent Alexander-Arnold has been dropped from the England squad just days after losing his place in the Real Madrid team, but there was a recall for Barcelona loanee Marcus Rashford as the World Cup qualifiers loom against Andorra and Serbia. Kyle Walker, Conor Gallagher and Ivan Toney, among the other high-profile names, to miss out after being involved in June when England were underwhelming in a 1-0 victory against Andorra. And Jose Mourinho has been sacked by Fenerbahce after just a year in charge. The Portuguese's department comes 2 days after the Turkish club were eliminated from the Champions League playoffs by Benfica. And the reigning Olympic champion, that's Letsile Tebogo in Zurich, narrowly missed out on a diamond trophy, finishing second to Noah Lyles. And that was in the 200-meter final in a time of 19.76 seconds, just 2 split seconds behind Noah Lyles, who came in first, of course. And Akanis Mbini did well to get silver there, coming second in his 100-meter clash. In terms of tennis action, Anisimova through to the third round, as is Coco Gauff as well on the men's side of the draw. A couple of guys gone through as well, Tommy Paul and Altmaier through to the third round. Carlos Alcaraz will be in action a little bit later on as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing, so I'll give a